In this bulletin, state and territory leaders announce a ban on plastic, paper, glass and tyre exports. Dozens of flights grounded because of wild weather on the east coast. And in sport, Australia prepares to make its bid to host the 2032 Olympics in Queensland. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. State and territory leaders have agreed to ban the export of plastic, paper, glass and tyres. The announcement was made at today's COAG meeting in Cairns. It comes as Australia experiences a recycling crisis brought on by China's decision to stop importing recyclables that are not 99.5% pure. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he'll work with the states and territories to make sure no recycling ends up in oceans or landfill.
There's an implied promise that when you take that plastic bottle and you put it in that little plastic bin, that it's not going to end up in the ocean somewhere or in a river somewhere. People think it's going to be recycled, but only about 12% of it is.
A timeline is yet to be announced, but David O'Loughlin from the Local Government Association says it's an important first step.
Local government's at the coalface of collecting and sorting waste. We've got households right across the nation who do their best to make sure that they sort their waste out at home, put it in the right bin, and their confidence of late has been dented. We need to do better, and we must do better.
Meanwhile, climate protesters have attempted to conduct a citizen's arrest on the Resources Minister, Matt Canavan, at a cafe outside the COAG meeting. Footage uploaded to social media shows a woman telling Senator Canavan he's under arrest for being what she termed a climate criminal. Protesters continue to yell "climate criminal" at Senator Canavan after he leaves the cafe, waving signs at him with the same slogan. Dozens of flights have been grounded in Melbourne and Sydney as strong winds, snow, surf and rain lash Australia's southeast. At least 31 domestic flights have so far been cancelled out of Melbourne, mostly because of the weather. Both Melbourne and Sydney airports have just one runway open for domestic flights, meaning fewer planes can land. The head of Australia's central bank says raising Newstart would deliver a bigger economic boost in the short term than cutting taxes for higher income earners. Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe fronted Federal Parliament's Economics Committee, where he was questioned on Australia's sluggish economic growth. There are calls from people on all sides of politics to raise the rate of Newstart, which hasn't had a real increase in 25 years. The central bank this week revised down its growth forecast for 2019 from 2.75% to 2.5%. An aged care royal commissioner says the use of physical restraints and psychotropic drugs at a Queensland retirement home should have raised alarm bells before its abrupt closure. Richard Tracy says a regulator should have immediately sent staff back to the Earlhaven retirement village after it discovered the extent of its use of restraints. Half of the residents were restrained on a regular basis and 71% were receiving psychotropic medication. The figures were revealed in a report by the Aged Care Quality Commission staff who visited the Gold Coast facility on the 25th of June, shortly before its July 11 closure. Queensland's Premier says she had a successful meeting with the Australian Olympics Committee boss about the state's hosting bid. The Australian Olympic Chief John Coates met with Anastasia Palaszczuk to discuss Queensland's plan to have the Olympics across the state in 2032. Ms. Palaszczuk says her staff will be busy preparing to present to the International Olympic Committee boss in September.
Now there's a lot of work that has to happen before Switzerland, and I have tasked my team and I've told them move all barriers and get to work and make sure that we have a really good presentation to give to Thomas Bach in Switzerland next month.
The federal government has committed $10 million for the attempt, and the Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the nation is already in bidding mode. In football, Aaron Moy will join his Socceroos teammate Matt Ryan at English Premier League team Brighton and Hove Albion after signing on a year-long loan from Huddersfield Town. The 28-year-old midfielder leaves Huddersfield after last season's relegation from the Premier League. Moy joined Huddersfield for $17 million from Manchester City 2 years ago. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy and 21. Adelaide, showers increasing, 12. Melbourne, showers with wind easing, 13. Hobart, showers and 11. Canberra, much the same, 8. Wollongong, windy and 14. Sydney, much the same, 17. Newcastle, similar conditions, 16. Brisbane, windy but sunny, 23. Cairns, mostly sunny, 29. And Darwin, sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.